High Trust Selling by Todd Duncan. This audio version is published by Oasis Audio through an agreement with Thomas Nelson Publishers. High Trust Selling is read by the author.
Section 1, Laying the Foundation to Becoming a Trustworthy Salesperson. Chapter 1, The Law of the Iceberg. The truest measure of your success is invisible to your clients. Where are you in your sales career? Are you a 20-year veteran with a few success stories under your belt, yet you rarely feel satisfied with your work? Maybe you've jumped from sales job to sales job, each time hoping things will be better, but things aren't better, really. Maybe you just begun your sales career and you want to know how to build the right foundation for your future success, but you're not sure where to start. Maybe you're just considering a job as a sales professional and want to know what it's going to take to succeed. Or maybe you're simply tired of mediocre success and are ready for a breakthrough year. After all, every sales professional wants to earn more in less time with less stress, right? No matter what description best fits your sales career right now, it's never too early or too late to take your success and satisfaction to new heights. And that begins by following the law of the iceberg, something Stephen Marshall accomplished early in his career. In January 2000, I received a letter from Stephen, and his words spell out the significance of following the law of the iceberg. Dear Todd, I've been listening to the new Mastery Tapes, and I felt I needed to send you a thank you note for the unbelievable impact that you and your teaching have had on my personal life. Obviously, financial increase is the most tangible measurement of success, but I've learned it's not nearly the most important. When I first attended your seminar in 1992, my income was dismal. My tax returns reported a net income of approximately $10,000, lower than a full-time McDonald's employee. Presently, I earn about $800,000 per year and have over $1.2 million in cash and stocks. I get excited when I think that I went from being heavily in debt to having a personal net worth of over $2 million in just a few years. To me, however, financial independence is only a small part of success. The true measure of success is being a loving husband and father and being physically fit, being happy and emotionally abundant, and constantly growing and learning. Those are what matter most. With you as my mentor, coach, and role model, I've defied the odds and set new standards for my career and life. In fact, my life now feels very well balanced, and I have a clear vision for the future. Thanks to you, I feel I have all the resources within me to live my life to the fullest and to realize every one of my dreams. With the momentum I have built, the sky is the limit. Thank you, Stephen. If every sales professional followed the law of the iceberg as Stephen Marshall did, and still does, there would undoubtedly be less stress, less frustration, less inconsistency, and less dissatisfaction, more motivation, more trust, more money, and more fulfillment in the sales industry, guaranteed. High trust selling begins for everyone where it did for Stephen, by securing your truest measure of success. Because in sales, motives mean everything. Motives dictate your mood, mentality, and moves while serving a client. And motives will make or break you when it comes to establishing loyal, lucrative relationships. The law of the iceberg says that the truest measure of your success is invisible to your clients because the majority of real success occurs on the inside of a salesperson, not on the outside. Your fulfillment, not your finances, should dictate whether you are truly successful. Think of yourself as an iceberg floating in a body of water. Imagine that the part of the iceberg beneath the surface of the water represents what's on your inside. Your values, your deepest desires, your mission, and your purpose in life. And the part of the iceberg above the surface of the water represents what's on the outside. Your sales position, your earnings, your accolades, and your possessions. Now, if you've ever read anything about icebergs, you know that very little of the mass of an iceberg shows above the surface. In fact, experts estimate that on average only 10% of the entire mass of an iceberg appears above the surface. What that means is that 90% of the mass is beneath the surface, invisible to those above the water. In other words, what you see above the surface is not an accurate representation of an iceberg at all. It's just the tip. And the same is true of sales success. What appears on the outside of your sales career doesn't accurately represent how successful you are. Now imagine what would happen if we could saw off the entire foundation of an iceberg beneath the surface.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?